For nearly a year now, most every day brings news of the latest government dismantling. Whether through attacks on minorities and women, the bungling of international relations, the enrichment of the top 1%, or the trashing of the environment, I have watched with horror as the values I hold dear are flung aside with what seems like gleeful malice. Burnout is my familiar malady. I can't take it anymore, my frequent lament. Despite efforts to influence outcomes by writing letters, making phone calls, donating money, or participating in protests, I am often left with a feeling of helplessness so pervasive I can hardly get off the couch. In recent days, the assault has been relentless, reaching a fevered pitch with the slashing of our national monuments. One of these, the almost 2-million-acre Escalante Grand Staircase in southern Utah, is a place I visit almost every year. From pristine pine-clad mountains to dazzling red rock canyons, the sediments of Escalante hold ancient fossils and Indian ruins, a stunning depository of life on Earth. Encountering this precious landscape is to enter another dimension, the limitations of ordinary life dropping away like a wool coat on a summer's day. At least it felt that way until I read the recent news. The government has announced that the protected lands of Escalante will be cut nearly in half. Its neighboring monument, Bears Ears, by 80%. Unless stopped by the courts in inevitable lawsuits, future visitors may be forced to confront oil derricks, mine tailings, off-road vehicles, and more. Once again, while reading this news, I felt that almost habitual sense of helplessness. But through some miracle, my familiar lament of "I can't take it anymore" failed to arise in my throat. No matter what, I told my husband, we have to take it, if only to fight against it. Instead of fainting on the couch, I grabbed my checkbook and fired up the computer. With a perspective, this is Carol Arnold.